The Rama writes regarding Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer. It's a Miksas Yantav. It's a quasi Simcha. It's not a Yantav like Pesach, Sukkah, Shavuot, but it's like a quasi Yantav. And therefore, we don't say Tachanun, let's say, on Lag BaOmer. But what does the Rama mean? It's a Miksas Yantav. Why is it a Miksas Yantav? What happened? And so what happened on Lag BaOmer, which is now called Lag BaOmer, but the date is Yud Ches Iyar, the 18th of Iyar. So the Vilna Gaon writes a cryptic remark. He refers you to the Gemara at the end of Tainis. The Gemara in the Tainis talks about the two happiest days of the year, one being Yom Kippur and one being Tu B'Av. So the Gemara says, B'Shalom HaYom HaKippurim, I understand. It's the Yom Slichu Mechila, today we're forgiven and start all over. But Tu B'Av, what happened on Tu B'Av? So the Gemara lists many things, but the one we're interested in is Shakol Mesi HaMidbar, that the Jews were involved in sinning in the Midbar, and the punishment was they weren't allowed to enter the land of Israel. So what happened every year? Tradition has it that every year on Tisha B'Av, everyone dug their own grave, and they slept inside the grave. Whoever woke up, got out, and finished, I guess, the mitzvah of Kura on someone else, and they kept on going. For 39 years this happened. On the 40th year, miraculously, or they didn't know at the moment, everyone got up. So they figured, okay, we must have got the date wrong. The 10th, the 11th, the 12th. And finally, the 15th of Av, when they saw the moon out, we realized, I guess, the Chastei Hashem, he's gonna let us live this year. So, which is important to note, it's the idea sanais, it's the knowledge of the miracle that makes something special, not just the miracle itself. Because really, Tisha B'Av is when it happened, but the idea came on Tu B'Av, and that's why we celebrate Tu B'Av. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. What's one of the reasons Tu B'Av is a mixa simcha, and it's more than a mixa, it's one of the happiest days of the year, because kol meisi amidbar, so that's what the Gra says, so to hear, kol meisi Rabbi Akiva's students, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, and therefore, it's a ksa simcha. But still, you need, and that's a good raya, But what's the logic behind it? In fact, some say, like, what do you mean? Like, they stopped dying because there was no one else left. That's the question they ask. So what else happened on that day that would require a simcha? So the commentators say there's a similarity between Pesach and Tisha B'Av. They both happen on the same day of the week. And Purim Plag, Purim and Lag BaOmer are also on the same day of the week. So, what's the connection between Purim and Lag BaOmer? So, what happened on Lag BaOmer? So, the Chasam Sova, others point out, well, it wasn't Lag BaOmer, but way back. Yud Ches Iyar, the 18th of Iyar, the Mabul started. So that's why it was a terrible time, in fact. So that's where the minhag of playing bow and arrow comes from. Because in Hebrew it's keshet. Keshet also means bow and arrow, bows and arrow, but it also means rainbow. An illusion that that's when after the flood, God made a rainbow to show he's not going to destroy the world again. So it started off at Yom Kola, and how did it end? Yud Ches Iyar was the day the mun started falling. So therefore, it went from Kola to Bracha. So too, that was Purim. Haman's decree, Lahashmeg, how it was called Yehudim, and then they were saved. That's one explanation. Another explanation is that what happened on Lag BaOmer, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai revealed the Kabbalah, he revealed the Zohar discussion among historians, whether he did or not, but the tradition is that he revealed the Zohar And he revealed it, Lag BaOmer. That's why everyone goes to Beiron, because they go to the kever of Shimon Bar Yochai. So, in fact, we find that that's the Torah's Hanister. So therefore, Purim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu working behind the scenes. So that's the link between Purim and Lag BaOmer. And in fact, that's what they point out. We know there are 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos, and 64 days between Purim and Lag BaOmer. So a series of 49, no, series of 7, and series of 8. So the series of 7 between Pesach and Shavuos, because 7 is Derech HaTeva. So that's the way you do things. While the series of 8 is Mimalo Miderech HaTeva. The 7 days of the week, the 7 Yeshmitas, right? So 8 is Yom Shmini Lemilaso. Number 8 is Kanaka. Number 8 is Shmini Atzeres. And number 8, in fact, that is the Chasim Sofer, talks about the Makas. So tradition has it, based on Rashi, others, that each Makkah lasted a week. 9 times 7 is 63. Plus Makas Pachoros was 1 day, that's 64. He says Gematria Din. However, we also could say that 64, series of 8, the Makas, show a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Mimalo Miderech HaTeva, punishing the Egyptians for what they did to the Jews. So we see the number 8. So therefore, that's an allusion to it, that 8 Mimalo Miderech HaTeva. It's Torah's Nister, and that's what was revealed on Lag BaOmer and Yud Ches Iyar, and that's why people go to Meiron, as we pointed out. And in fact, that's why they have all the bonfires there. But another reason for the bonfires, some point out, the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, when Rav Shira Bar Yochai left the Kever, and after being a Kulo Kadosh, and he looked at people and burned them up because they were working, he had to go back to the cave for another year to regroup. And in fact, that's why it happens during this time period. We call it Yemeya Omer. What do you mean Yemeya Omer? Omer was 1 day. Why is it the days of the Omer? No, because Yei Omer was because we started off with Machol Behema, with barley, but we end up with Machol Adam. It's a whole process. It's a time of reflection. That's what Rabbi Shimon Yechai had to do. He went back into the cave for a year and had to reflect on how to deal with this world. And that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva also lost 24,000 students. We're not trying to mix the simcha because, I mean, it is a mix because they stopped dying, but more than that, it's you should be so depressed and down. But what happened? He took the 5 best students, or he had the, and he built another yeshiva. Imagine that, losing 24,000 students and then not giving up, but starting all over again. And in fact, that is why they point out that Rav Gedalia Yeshor points out in his, that the sphere is split into 3 aspects. We have So, Avoda is the first time. We bring the Karban Pesach. We work on an Avoda with Tefillah. Pesach Sheni represents B'danam L'chaveru, the second section, because imagine that they felt they couldn't bring a Karban and they missed it, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them another chance. And the third one is Torah. So, in fact, that's why it fits in well that we know Rabbi Akiva's students, at least on face value, Shalogonagu covered Zela, they didn't give cover to one another. So therefore, they didn't give cover to one another, so they were lacking in Benam L'chaveiro. So when he started this yeshiva, it was the best yeshiva in Torah and Chesed. And interesting, that's why some point out, it never happened that during this time period, because this is the time of Torah, and they were very strong in Torah, they were lacking in other ways. And those are the 3 sections. Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasodim. That's the 3 aspects of Sfira, and it's the time of Yemei Omer, like Rabbi Akiva and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had to reflect when they go in, and that's what Lag BaOmer is all about. Whether you're at Meiron, or you're at your own local bonfire, or this, you're perhaps at home watching virtually the bonfire. And that's the keep those in mind, and that's why it's a mixer simcha. Besides Macy, it's the Rabbi Akiva's student stopped dying, so it's like two above. But also Rav Shimon Bar Yochai revealed the Zohar, and therefore we're celebrating him, even though it's his death, they call it a Hilula. So we have a tradition from the Gaonim, they stopped dying on the day, and it's Hilula, because even though Yortzai is fast or feast, and Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu we don't feast, but Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he reached his highest level, revealing the Zohar on his death, but Moshe never got to live his dream of going into Eretz Yisrael. And that's what they and that's the pshat. It's during this time period when we're counting up. And Pesach La'atzeres is the Tchol HaMoed period. We're counting the days of Torah between Pesach and Shavuos, and when we're working on all three aspects: Al Shol Shadvarim Al Omed Al Torah, the Al Avoda, and now Lag BaOmer time. We're moving into the third stage. We always have to work on all of them, and now we have to machazek ourselves in Limud HaTorah.